We are learning Masech L'Shvuos Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are starting on the top of Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph by the Simen. So Simen Tlosso Talmud B'Tlas Bali Choyv Semartut Shemeya Umatan Zokta Gemara. V'nayim L'Talmud Yoshev Nei Rabbi. A Talmud sitting in front of his Rebbe, who's a dayan, who's a judge. V'roya is chus la'oni v'choyv la'asher, and he sees that the dayan is making a mistake, and he sees a chus for the oni and a choyv for the asher. So now, Asher is very intimidating, and he maybe doesn't want to say Chayv L'Asher, but Nayin Shlo Yishlik should not be quiet. Tamaloymar Midvar Sheker Tercha, keep away from Sheker. The Mashal speaks out, who would in the opposite case? But that's what we're speaking out to here. The Mashal says, the Chiddush is, even though Asher is more intimidating, he still should open his mouth and say he sees a Chayv L'Asher. Menayin Talmud Sheroyes Rabbi Shetoye Bedin. How do you know if you see his Rebbe being Toya B'din? So he figures, let the Rebbe finish the Din Torah. When he finishes the Din Torah, he'll say his piece. And it comes out, the whole Din Torah will be, I'll shame the Talmud. It'll be on his name, and he'll get the credit for it. But if he stops in the middle, then the Dayan will still get the credit. Menayin Talmud Sheroyah is Rabbi Yishtoya B'din. Shol Yoymar, he shouldn't say, Amtim Loi Ach Yigmarenu Vastarenu Vavanenu Mishali. He shouldn't say, let me wait until he finishes, and then I'll be soyser his shtickle Torah, and I'll build it for myself. There's recall them my name. We see Sheker, you have to stop it right away, immediately, and don't wait till he finishes. Here's an interesting story like this. His Rebbe tells him like this. You know me. And if someone gives me 100 mana, I don't make up any stories. You know me, I'm an honest person, I'm your Rebbe, I'm a chashuv person. So let me tell you the truth. Mana yeshli yaitse plani. Someone owes me $100, but I have no aidin. I only have one aid. So maybe you Talmud, you know I'm saying the truth, you'll be the second aid. So menayin shli yitztarif imoy, how do you know that Talmud should not be mitztarif with all that aid? To say aidis, that someone owes the Rebbe $100, Talmud loya midva sheka terechok. Keep away from Sheker. Frankly, Gemara, that's not midva Sheker Terechah. That's a lav in the Torah. Hi, midva Sheker Terechah Nafka. Havadei Shikur Kama Sheker. Rachman Amalei Sana Varecha Eid Sheker. To make someone a false witness, that's a pasuk in the Torah. That's a pasuk in the Torah. Sana Varecha Eid Sheker. You cannot be Eid Sheker. And so, what are you talking about by telling me over here that it's midva Sheker Terechah? You're telling the person to go say false aidus. You never saw it. Ella, let's tweak the case a little bit. Going to Omalei, Vadechad Sad Isle. I have one aid. Vata'ata, you come and come with him. Vata'ata, kum hasam, you walk in the bezin with him. Vilechtemle, don't say a word. You're not saying any lie. And Rashi explains, look at the Rashi 2 lines from the top. Rashi says, Sover Baldin, Shatabalahaid, Vyodemis. He doesn't get scared. He says, oh, two aid and coming. And he knows. And the Rebbe says, and that guy knows he's wrong, because you don't believe me, right? And automatically, he'll be Maida. So I'm not telling you to come say false Eidus, false, being a false witness. I'm saying just come along. That's a Sheker. Philochi Osim, Shinema, Midvah, Sheker, Tircha, keep far away for anything that's a Sheker. How do you know if, which means a guy owes you $100. And we both know it. So I'm going to go over to you and say, you owe me $200. Now, you're going to be made it to 100 because you only owe 100. What's the point? I want you, the nitva, to have a shvua of moida miksas. And once you have a shvua, the loch is, there's something called gilgul shvua. Now, the truth is, I have other dealings with you that can make you make a shvua. For example, it was a dealing with karka, there's no shvuas in karka, or another case where there's no moida miksas. So here, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to tie in $200, even though it's not true. Therefore, you have to make a shvua. It's a true shvua. You're going to make a shvua and be made $100. And this way, I'll be able to do Gilgal Shvua. Menayim lo nishv revere monosh lo yemar tenem b'masayim. Let me tie in a 200. Kedei shiyoyda li b'mona. He should be more than 100. V'yishchayv v'shvua, v'chayv v'shvua, v'galgal of shvua makamacha. I'm a galgal shvua from some other place. How do you know you're not allowed to do that? Tamalim ha-midvar sheker tircha. Keep away, far away from sheker. And this is a sheker to say you owe me $200. Not true in the first place. Even though you're only doing it to set up a Gilgal, but l'maisa, it's midvar sheker tircha. Menayim in another case, menayim lo nishv revere monosh. What about, this is the nitva, the person who's, they're trying to get the money out of. So what happens like this? So I owe you $100, and someone's asked me for 200. Now, I'm really supposed to be moida and say, I owe 100. The problem is, I'm going to become b'chayv a shua then. So what I'm going to do is, I'll be kaifa akol, and then I'm believed. But I'll give you $100. But so I just want to be kofa kol. I want to have a shvua. Menaylish v'chaver mano v'tonu masayim shloymar. You shouldn't say akvarenu bebezin. The bezin, I'll tell you, I don't owe you a penny. Va'oydeloy chutzal bezin. And add a bezin, I'll give you $100. Kedei wash lechayev leshua. I don't want to have all the gilgal shvua. Legagel of shvua makom acher. So how do you know you should not do this? Tamlo midvash sheker terchok. Might be 100. Even though you land up having a shvua, still you should do it. You should do that now. Why is the guy so scared of the Gilgal Shua? Does he owe the money or not? Like, he's saying, Achver HaKol. If really it's true, so just make a... So what is he scared of? Why? What's the guy scared of here? He's saying, the Kaif HaKol because he wants another Shua. Whatever the truth is, truth. What we're talking about, Ganev? So Tosfos asks the Kasha. Mitoimar, Lomo Yori Megilgal Shua, Yosef Shua Zoy, so Tovim Menu. It's not about this Shua he was going to make. He's only not making a Shua because he want to have a Gilgal Shua. Manav Shach, what is he scared of? So he says, his answer is, there's a lot of other chayvis, and he's going to make him pay other things right now. He doesn't have the money right now. So therefore, he figures, I'll be kaif for this thing, and then I won't be able to make him chayv a shvua on something else. That was his plan. Either way, you cannot do this, because midva sheker tircha. There are three guys who are owed $100. $100 means three guys lent together, b'shutvis, $100 to Ruvain, these three chavra. The problem is that they can't get it proven. So they have a great idea. One guy, one of the three, will go be Teveya, and they bring the other two as Edom. Which is true, they saw the story. They'll split the mana. You know how do they? You know why? Because the other two are really Bali Din. They're really Negei Abedava. They're part of this Din. They have a vested interest in here because they're owed this mana. So you should not do this. Again, all these cases are cases where it's really true. But Lamais, you're doing a lot. You're not stealing any money. But you're doing something that's not true. You're a Bali Din. You're not an Eid. Midvash Sheker Terchok. Menayin L'shnayim Shabola Din. Two people come to din. Echad lovish samartutim. So one guy is wearing shmatis. Ve'echad lovish itzlis. The other guy is wearing a custom suit. Basmeya mana. Worth 100. 100 mana. Sh'aym loy. You tell the guy with the fancy suit. Either lovish k'maysoy. Either you wear shmatis like him. Or you buy him a custom suit. Because if they walk in looking like this, obviously the guy who looks better is going to win. Tamleh midvash sheker terchok. And the Mishraim speak out, it doesn't mean exactly the same thing. It just means the same class. It has to be in the same class. It can't be he's Shvatis, he's a custom suit. It has to be in the same. They both have to wear a suit. You know, one guy can be a custom suit, one guy can be a Marcy suit. That's fine also. But the word is, it has to be the same class, not two different things. He used to tell the guy who came in fancy, Shlufu Puzma Kaihu, take off your socks. He had like fancy socks. So he said, take up his chasudin and come to din. Don't wear your fancy clothing and come to din. How do you know you should not listen to one baldin before the guy shows up, the other guy shows up? Again, it's not really a sheker, but this is smells from sheker because this way you will be, it's too pshat and really what exactly the problem is. Either it's easy for him to lie when the other guy is not here, but when he's not here, because it's easy to lie when the guy not saying in front of the other guys, number one. And number two is that he might get mushpa. His head might get mushpa. So, one is the din of the dayin and shouldn't listen. The other one is the din of the baldin. Both have the same halacha. They both have an isser. The dayin shouldn't listen to the baldin first, and hey, no, the baldin shouldn't do it. Rav Kahana says it's a pasuk. Rav Kahana masdi from the pasuk that says loisisa shema shav, and we darshin loisisa and also loisashi. Loisisa shema shav is the zara for the dayin. Don't listen, and loisashi means for the baldin. Don't give over. Don't let the other person mekabel the early tainis before the other fellow comes. So, huh? We're saying that it's on both. You don't need both, but it's on both. It's on the dayin and the baldin.
Each one
is issa. Both were not allowed to do it. Each one is issa. Right? Yeah, but we're saying that each one have an issa. One guy can say, "What do you mean? Okay, it's not my issa. You want to listen again? No problem. It's not my issa. Let's say the baldin comes, and he knows the dayin is a little corrupt. So he says, "It's not my issa. I won fair and square." That's wrong. No, he did an issa. It both ways, the diagnosis could say, it's not my fault, the guy came and told it to me. No, it's your fault also. Both have issa. Va'asher loy toiv also. So Adkan is grounded that simon. If you go back to the simon, let's just for the fun of it, go back to the simon on top of the Amma. It says, the simon is tlosa, talmud, and v'tlas bali choiv. So you have over here tlosa talmud, three cases of talmud. We had a case of a Talmud that saw his chus for the Oni. We had a case of a Talmud that saw his Rebbe being Tayyib Adin. We had a case where the Rebbe wanted him to be an aid. That's three cases of Talmud. Then we had Tlas Bali Choyv. Three cases of Bali Choyv, where the guy says, I'm going to Taina 200, or he says, I'm not going to Taina this way, or the three guys that came together. Then you have Samartut, the guy comes to Shematas. Then you have Shemeya Omatim, is the Shemeya, the Baldin, Omatim, the Omatim. These are all the different, the Siman of what we learned. Now we end over the Pasuk in Yechezkel. So that's called, you're not doing good. What's called not doing good? Rav Amar Zeh Ba Baharsha. That is someone who comes Baharsha, which means we have a Din Torah to Reuven and Shimon. So there's a lawyer who goes up to Reuven and says, I'll take care for you. And this lawyer is a tough cookie. And that's why he's getting involved. Not because Reuven can't tie it for himself, because he knows that he'll always win. That is wrong. That's loy toy vice bam. That's someone who buys a field with asikim, with ayrim on it. Someone who buys a field with ayrim on it, so he thinks he's stronger, that's not right. You don't buy a field that's already questionable ownership, and you think you're going to win it. Now, the case of Asha, Toysi speaks out, it's only if he's like a strong man, and he's going to get involved in a fight that's not his. Let's say you're a hasha because the guy can't work for himself, then avada, you're allowed to do it. It's only a case where a guy gets involved just because he's a strong guy. But if you need a lawyer, avada, you're allowed to hire a lawyer. It's not a problem. Zot gemara vayta. Up to the two dots on daf lamed aleph amud aleph. It said in the Mishnah that the whole din of shvuah sa'edus, is negeya for only someone who could be not by Noshim, not by Kroivim, not by Psulim. And then it says, Ela baru uyin lo ha'id. Someone's ready to hate. Didn't we already say that? So to Gemara. Eina hege es abru in lahayid, lafuke ma'ai. We're coming to exclude, on a papa, lafuke melech. We're coming to exclude a king. Now, what's wrong with a king? Why can a king say Eidus? Why is it called not royal Eidus? So Zog Rashi. Rashi the Mashkel Koshke Melech. Rashi says, the Medarais aloi chazi. He should be his aima on the people. So what does Rashi say? I want to see if Daniel knows yesterday's that. So Rashi says over here that the melech is posle is midrais. Why? Because he can't stand and the other sits. That's Rashi. That's whom to melech. Faith to the kasha. If you learned yesterday's blat, it says that a talmud chacham comes to say edus. What can he do? He can sit. And we spoke out yesterday's shir also. The Ran holds even today. Everyone sits. There's no thing as standing. So what's the problem? Let him sit. What's the problem? Melech sit. So the bumper kasha. Now Tois really asks a similar kasha in the Aflamin Abay. Tois is like this. A very good thing. A Talmud Chacham can't be Meichon as covered. A Melech could. A Talmud Chacham, his Torah is not his. He has no right to Meichon as covered. So you can't say I'll stand and you sit. You can't do that. So therefore, covered at Torah's Odif. Covered at Torah's Odif from the Asay. Of Va'omdush Ne'enoshim. Therefore, we allow him to sit because his covered Torah is Odif. But in Melech, that's not Odif. The covered Melech is not Odif than the Lav. The entire Omdush Ne'enoshim is not better. And he really could be Michael. He really could be Michael. And we don't want him to be Michael because the Melech is not to be Michael. So, Be'etzem, a Melech is not allowed, it can't be Michael because a Melech is not allowed to be Michael. But on the other hand, his covered is not stronger than the Asay. If you look at Tosis, the bottom of the line of base like this, Inami. But Mokim she'en chacham moichal akvoidai, chomer covered atarim covered amelech. Umash yachol limchom zerle. I said it the wrong way, Tosis. Tosis said like this. I said the wrong way. Tosis said like this, that the covered of the Torah is more chomer than the covered of melech. Therefore, the covered of Torah is mevatel the din of Amos Shein Hashem. Mashainkein, and he granted could be Meichelet, but if he doesn't want to be Meichelet, so then it's his Torah, he can Meichelet, but he's not Meichelet, it's stronger than the Amdush Enosh. Mashainkein Melech is not stronger, the covered of a Melech is not stronger than the Lav of Amdush Enosh. That's why it's Pas Leidus. So Al-Kapan Rashi says that Melech is postulated. Why? Because it's not, the covet of Melech is not stronger than the covet of than the din of Amr Shnei Anashim. Ma'ashayin Kain, but Talmud Chacham is. So it's talking about Lafuke Mai. When I pop Lafuke Melech, Rav Acham Yaakov, the question is, what comes to me, Maisif? Rav Papa says Melech, Rav Acham Yaakov, Lafuke Mesachek Bekuvya. Someone who does gambling. His postulated is coming to Marbahim. So, well, it's the chiddush of that, even though it's only the rabbanon. Midiraisi could say this only with the rabbanon, because misav kuvya is someone gambling. We say asmachta loy kanya. So, midirabbanon, we say that it's posulaitis. Mandi a misachah bekuvya kol shkei melech. The one who says misachah bekuvya, of course, a melech, which means like this: that melech is osta deraisa. So, if you hold misachah bekuvya already, does not have it in shvuah say this kol shkei melech. O mandi a melech a misachah bekuvya midiraisi mechzichos rabbanon to paslu. We're saying like this, that according to Rav Papa, it says Lafuki Melech, he holds that by Mesach HaBekuvya, if you tell him come say Edus, and he swears he doesn't know Edus, he's Chai HaKarban Shua. Ah, he can't say Edus. He says, since Medaraisa, he can say Edus. So that is why. Since Medaraisa, he can say Edus. So therefore, there is a Karban Shua, which is a Pella. But look at Rashi, Masach HaBekuvya, look at the Rashi, Rav Acha, so it says like this. The kibun raisa chazle chal yoshvua. Rav Acha saw a hoy v'soyf sef imasid loy mekablin alei loy kri vevahuay. The ma'isa, the Rav Acha is very mistaver. Rav Papa is saying since mid the raisa you call the aid, so therefore you would have a din, you have the parasha of, you would have the whole parasha of shvua.
Din
and
again.
Huh?
Just
din
and again. It's the
royal aid. Oh right. So this royal aid. Right. He's royal aid over here. Mid the raisa is royal aid. Right. No, right. What does the Homer Papa hold? It's a Fuki Melech. But Mesav HaKuvya is Taka good. So our Papa holds Dafka Fuki Melech, but not La Fuki Mesav HaKuvya. The Olam HaKuvya is so good. It's more says, if you hold Mesav HaKuvya, Kav HaKuvya Melech. If you hold Melech, Mesav HaKuvya, Taka, Midaraisa Mechzichazi, Rowan the Paslua, and therefore it would be a parasha of Shavuos Eidus.